Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, a lot of people might be planning a party coming up here, watch a little football, have a little party, do a little fun.
You mean like a Super Bowl party?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you guys thinking about that? Are you going to one?
Probably I will end up being drugged to one by my wife. I would much rather sit at my house and not watch it.
Okay.
Then go somewhere else and not watch it. I'll probably watch, though, but I would rather do it at my house with the TV on, kind of, and I could do other stuff whenever I wanted to.
Yeah, I would love to host one, but the problem is it's always on a school night, and I don't want to stay up for it. You know,
it's always on a Sunday.
It's a school night.
I know.
I'm talking, they should do it the day before President's Day, because most, a lot of people are off on President's Day, which is a Monday.
That
or
would
just
be good.
Give us a new holiday where we have the Super Bowl Monday,
and
you don't have to go to work.
Or play it on a Saturday.
You can do that, too.
But I'll be home.
And, of course, the pregame starts about 3 o'clock Saturday. So they ask people top things that happen when you throw a big party. And
okay.
A lot of times, you know, one or two people, it doesn't matter. It's not really a party until you throw a big one. A big mess was the number one answer. So after everybody leaves, you got all that cleanup. No one's helping you. It's like, had a good time. See you, especially when in like a Super Bowl party, because it's late at night. No one wants to help.
I'm known to walk around cleaning throughout the night.
Yeah.
I'll be at a friend's house. They're throwing a party, and I'm walking around cleaning up cups and plates.
Yeah,
and
okay.
They're like, what are you doing? I said, it's just in me.
Isn't it crazy you sit and you see the other people who are not doing that, and you're like, how is this mess not driving you crazy?
I
don't understand anything y'all are saying. I'm looking at it going, wow, I'm glad I don't have to clean this up.
Yeah.
That's not funny anymore.
What do you mean?
It's just sad.
Well, at least it wasn't boring. Like, I go around at parties and clean instead of party.
At least I'm invited to parties.
I'm invited. I just don't like to go to them.
Boys.
Tom's first at the buffet line, too, man.
Darn
if there's
right.
any food there.
So rude.
It's a public service. As soon as I start, everyone else gets in line, so they've been waiting for me.
That's true. I do appreciate people like you, because I'll sit there and starve until someone else goes.
You're kind of like the first person to dance on the dance floor.
Don't do that.
No, it's just at the buffet.
Yeah, but that one time he cut that cake at that wedding.
Yeah, that was a little too.
And the bridegroom was not ready to cut the cake.
Hey, we finally were able to eat it.
All right, top things happen when you throw big parties. You eat or drink too much. Someone eats or drinks too much.
Yeah.
Drinking too much is worse than eating too much, but, you know, if you do eat too much and you're sitting over there and you're sick and dizzy, that ain't good. Too many people at your party as well. A lot of times you'll throw a big party and all of a sudden you're like, who is that? And they're at your house. Like, you don't even know who that person is.
Well, sometimes you have plus ones that you're not going to know.
I saw a friend out that used to be in a band, and he goes, hey, let me introduce you to my bandmates. The guy runs up and says, Cato, I've been to your house and partied. I'm like, I don't even know you. I don't even know who you are.
Yeah.
I said, but you're welcome to come back anytime.
All right. Other things that happen, they say a fight happens.
No.
I've had like cake fights that happen with Cato before late at night.
That wasn't after the Super Bowl.
No. It was about 1 o'clock in the morning, though. Cake flying through my kitchen all over the place. And about five or six people and people slipping on ice. icing of the cake and stuff.
If I'd have been there, I'd have been like, man, I'm glad I ain't got to clean that up.
Yeah. It's delicious, though.
That's one good where cake. You just leave it for the next day. A lot of times you will do that. Like, just leave the table with all the food on it. Like, I'll just clean up tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. And that's another reason to get a dog.
That is great, man. I love my dog. Anything I wipe off the table, it's like a Roomba. That's what my Roomba is.
My kitchen's just waiting for me to get a dog. I'm like, one day that corn down there is going to be eaten.
I'm pretty sure the Roomba was invented. Someone saw a dog, and they're like,
right. Yeah. All right, top things happen when you throw a big party. You run out of food. You've guessed wrong on the food, and especially the ice.
Yes.
And if you're going to bring something for the guest or for the people hosting, bring a bag of ice.
That's a good idea.
Okay, and then finally, people stay way too long when you throw a big party.
You know, my friends have beginning to put end times on their parties. They used to not do that. It used to be like 4 until, 6 until. Now it's like 6 to 9 drop in.
That's what, you know, those like happy birthday banners? I saw one that says, please leave by 9.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So it was over like the door?
No, it was over the mantle. And it said, please leave by 9. Okay.
I have been at a party where the couple hosting the party said, you know, we're tired. I'm like, go on to bed. I got this. They went to bed.
Yeah.
We stayed up, kind of did some cleaning, packed our stuff up, and locked up and left.
Well, that's a good friend right there.
I feel like the sign would have been more polite if it had just said, party hours, 6 until 9. But, like, please leave by 9 is a little in your face.
You know what, though? Some people still don't get it.
You ever hosted a party and
you're like, go.
You know the signs, though. It's like they start taking the food off the table.
Turn off the lights.
If they're turning off the lights, that's pretty extreme. You're sitting there in the dark drinking. Where did the lights go?
Just do it like a restaurant. Start like sweeping up under their feet and
turn the temperature down.
You ever sat at the bar and they're putting the bar stools up on the bar beside you?
And you're like, I'll get mine, thanks. Yeah.
Let me know when you're walking out.
There you go.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, there's so many things in our daily lives that they are ruining to try to save us from global warming.
Oh, yeah.
And from what I can tell, they're concerned it's going to raise the water levels and get rid of some beachline area. I'm okay with that. I don't own any beachfront property. And maybe I will when it's over.
Well, I'll be honest. If you've been to the Gulf Coast of Treasure Island, Florida, that's a big beach. It takes about 20 minutes to walk from the parking lot to the water.
Yeah.
So some of that beach can go away. We don't need that much beach.
So bring some more water in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Far to walk.
But Hartwell Beach, you know, it's different.
Yes, it is. Well, they've got all these things like we have to give up our gas stoves, and our air conditioners now use $1,000 an ounce refrigerant in them.
That's
ridiculous. Everything costs a fortune now.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of these things they don't make other countries do, but they make the big countries do.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, in the smaller countries, they're burning, you know, wood every day and making fires and stuff, and we're like, are we really making a big difference here when they're doing that there?
Well, it's the same as don't use the paper or the plastic straws because they're so bad. But then you have these mega companies that are dumping stuff in the ocean.
Well, because turtles' necks get stuck in those straws.
No, silly goose. Their nose. It gets stuck in their nose.
I know, their toes.
Those little plastic things around the soda cans.
Oh, yeah. I still cut those every time just to be safe.
Yeah. I do, too.
Okay, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I do. But
they should be designed to just tear away or something, but who knows?
You can put those over like cow udders. You ever thought about that?
For what? To keep them in place?
I don't know. I just thought of that. I don't know where that came from.
But I don't understand why they're so down on the little straws or even the plastic grocery bags, but yet all the bottled water is being made.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's because I'm not going to get political here, but the people who are most concerned about that stuff like the bottled water.
Yeah.
So they're not going to complain about that.
I see.
Well, now the French version of the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, has come out with something that has upset a lot of people, and they're thinking it could spread to other countries. They have issued guidelines for cutting down on the amount of times we wash our clothes.
Oh.
Because they say that if washing your clothes too often, it's bad for the environment.
Well, my sheets are the test of time.
You're trying to help out, aren't you, kid?
I'm helping out the environment.
Well, wait till you hear what they're suggesting. They think you should wear a shirt 5 times before you wash it.
Oh, okay.
They've not seen me eat.
I sweat.
Yeah, you think? They said that workout clothes you should wear three times before you wash them.
Oh, just like when you're in high school.
Well, high school is more like three semesters. They say you should wear your pajamas for a week and blue jeans for a month.
Mm, yeah.
Now, wow. France already has this reputation for being stinky people. And this is not going to help them. In fact, a lot of the French people are upset about this right now because they're like, this is going to make the stereotype of France being a dirty people even worse.
Now, is that kind of like a state or a country like slogan they have? Like, hey, we are stinky people. We're from France.
We stink and so does our cheese.
No, they're upset about this. They're very upset that everyone is talking about it because it makes them look bad and they're annoyed with it. Some of them actually think it's reasonable advice, though. Other people think it's gross and the old stereotype that French people weren't so clean. They found that they actually have better hygiene than a lot of Europe now. But this is going to ruin that because people are going to say, look how much they're re-wearing their clothes.
I never knew that French people were supposedly stinky. I thought they were the mecca of fashion and
yeah,
all that fun stuff.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Italy is more the fashion mecca, I think.
Milan, but you've got Paris Fashion Week.
Yeah. And then you got England. Could you imagine England saying, hey, you need to brush your teeth less?
Right.
That's exactly. Save water.
It wouldn't surprise. That's what this is kind of like.
Well, I'm kidding, though.
Yeah.
But honestly, I mean, those are the stereotypes. We're not supporting and we're saying right. They exist and that now this is actually making them even worse.
How will they know if they wash their shirt?
Well, that's the good thing, Cato. Right now, they don't. But they said with the advent of these new smart washers, a lot of them go on the internet now.
Yeah.
And they'll be able to tell how often you're washing your dishes and how often you're washing your clothes.
Wrong.
And they'll be able to cut you off.
See, and that's how the power bill is going to be when you're running your heat or air too much and it's controlled
they're
by...
They're going to just cut it off.
They're just going to start controlling it that way. That's why I don't have anything smart in my house. There ain't nothing smart in my house. I can tell you that.
Me either, Kato.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, National Pizza Day is coming up. You know what? It falls on
Super Bowl Sunday,
February the 9th, and it falls that's on today. Our Super Bowl. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Super yeah. Bowl. This year, it's going to be line up with our Super Bowl. So when it comes to eating pizza, we're going to get in a fight here, it looks like. You know that with the Super Bowl, some of the pizza chains will sell around 2 million pizzas.
Wow.
So that is a lot of pizza right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
We buy 17% more slices per order on Super Bowl Sunday compared to an average pizza purchase because it's easy to do. Pizza, you know, is easy to serve at a Super Bowl party. Five favorite toppings. Number one.
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni. Number two.
Supreme.
Sausage.
Close. It started with an S.
Number three. Extra cheese. And then mushroom and chicken. The top five right there.
Oh, like an Alfredo kind
I
of
guess.
Pizza?
Or barbecue chicken pizza that's got the red onions.
Oh, yeah.
Those are good.
Yeah. You know what number six was?
Anchovies.
Pineapple. Pineapple was number six on the list.
Yeah, what they do this is in Hawaii or something? Because I can't believe it's number six.
I don't think, was that where it's made? In Hawaii?
That's where it came from.
Oh.
You're right, Tom. It should be higher up.
I'm sorry, but I don't really care whether people eat pineapple on their pizza. It's an abomination to God, but I don't care. But the fact they're going to tell me that green peppers and all the stuff that's on a Supreme aren't ahead of pineapple surprises me.
Yeah, true. But I read the study or the story about a pizza shop where they were charging people if they wanted pineapple. When I tell you I would walk in there, order whatever normal little pizza they had, and I would sit right in front of them and put my own pineapples on there.
They were charging like $100 and something for a pizza.
Like it should be.
You know, I actually have had a slice of a pineapple jalapeno.
Okay.
And it actually wasn't bad. It's something I won't order.
Well, I'm going to talk about that in just a second. You know, also a new poll shows that 1 in 7 Americans have not changed their pizza order in the past 5 years. Sticking to the same pizza order is a sign of a sick mind, I think. Even sicker is the one that orders the ham and pineapple.
Yes.
I mix mine up. One time I'll get Red Baron. The other time I get DiGiorno's.
There you go. Getting all fancy on us.
Yeah.
Well, 14% of people have been eating the same pizza for 5 years.
But it's old by now.
No.
Yeah. 5 years old.
Yeah, 5-year-old pizza. So when it comes to our least favorite toppings, number one is
anchovies.
Number two, jalapenos.
Really?
Yeah, and pineapple made that list too. So how can it be on the best and the worst?
Yeah, that's possible if it was really extreme, but I don't buy it. One of those is wrong.
Much like the Super Bowl, this is rigged.
Eggplant and broccoli rounded out the top five worst pizza toppings. And who's putting broccoli on their pizza?
Or eggplant. I've never seen that.
And they have the cauliflower crust now.
Okay, but some of those are good. That which one is it, Tom, that y'all introduced me to? The Kirkland's?
Oh, yeah, the cauliflower pizza.
That's one of the best frozen pizzas you will ever have.
It actually is, and it's the cauliflower is like a regular crunchy crust. Mm-hmm. It doesn't taste different or feel like it's not a good crust.
Well, you know that 19% of people don't eat the crust of their pizza. They just leave it to the side. You know, you see those people that they're done with the crust, and they lay it down, that little strip there.
Why, though? That's just a breadstick at that point.
It is, I know. It's the best one. It's the best part.
Sometimes the bread's too thick, but I will eat the crust because I'll dip it in ketchup.
But thin crust was our favorite, they say.
Oh.
I want to get to that in just a second, too. Kato, you're just getting weirder. It's weirder and weirder as this conversation goes on.
Why is that weird for me to dip my pizza in ketchup? It's pretty much almost marinara sauce.
It's not weird. It's just redneck.
Is it really?
It is.
Yeah.
Ketchup is like the lowest of all the condiments. And
I'm not going to dip it in mayo.
Okay.
Ooh, that might be good.
Let's just see how weird you are while you eat your pizza. 73% of us eat pizza at least a few times a month.
Yeah?
Yep. That's easy to do. And then when it comes to dips, this was very interesting. It was what Kato was talking about. 31% of South Carolina residents actually use dip with their pizza. We were the number one state that actually dips stuff with our pizza.
Oh, that garlic butter.
I say Papa John's is big here, and they send you that garlic butter that's really good.
They included that with every pizza company in town. I would dip it in that.
Our favorite dips. When we dip, we dip, we dip. Marinara was number one, garlic butter number two, ranch was number three.
So why is ranch okay and ketchup is not?
Because it's fancier.
Yes, it is.
Oh, good God.
Yeah. Okay. 12% like hot sauce, dipping it in hot sauce, 10% barbecue sauce, 10% dip it in?
Ketchup.
Kato.
Yeah. 7% of people dip it in mayonnaise.
Really?
Ew.
Now that's for French fries.
That's just gross. Okay, and then 20% of us.
Man, I hate this girl.
20% of us prefer our pizza cut into
triangles,
slices,
squares, or triangles.
Yeah,
slices. That's good.
What? Well, that's the only options.
Well, no, you can do strips too. They say, and that's the least favorite. Kind of like when you get those bread sticks from
rectangle.
Certain.
We don't need all the statistics.
Yeah. And then 11% of people. Let's see if you do this, Kato. Eat their pizza with a fork and knife.
No, that's just crazy.
11% of people do that. That's not too many, but it's weird when you see it.
Okay, but when they're really floppy and greasy, yeah. you kind of almost have to sometimes.
You just hang it up above your head and come straight down.
Yeah, like a ninja turtle.
It's almost like you're doing a swallowing a sword or something.
Yeah.
That grease is dripping in your mouth as you got it open. I like will try to fold mine up sometimes and make like, what do they get, the strombolis with my pizza slices?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how New York does it. They'll fold it in half when they eat it because they got big slices. Now, there used to be a pizza place years ago that did the big deep dish pan, but it was made to eat with a fork.
Because, yeah, that was Pizza Hut.
Huh?
Pizza Hut.
No, it was a different restaurant that's not
There's
here.
A lot of deep dishes, it's, like a Jet's Pizza that got the deep dish.
Do you eat it with a fork?
No.
Okay, well, this was made. It's a pizza, but it's like a casserole.
Like a bowl kind of thing? Like a pizza bowl?
We don't care.
I don't want
to care. It's not even in business anymore.
I don't want a pizza bowl. Like, if you're eating pizza out of a bowl, what's the grease? Is that like the watery substance in your... It's just some pizza soup. And it's got the bread already in the soup for you. You don't even have to dip your bread. Or have crackers.
I love pizza because it's like this. It's all compact, right? Your whole meal is just in the one little... Grab it with your hand.
What's your favorite?
Pepperoni.
Just plain?
I mean, not plain, with pepperoni.
I'm talking about how do you get a pizza when you order it? I usually ask for supreme, or I'll get Philly cheesesteak, thin crust.
So what I do is I say, I'd like a pepperoni pizza, please.
That's what I'm saying. Pepperoni's the only...
Only thing I get on, yes.
Well, and they say, wow, you're 5 years old?
Well, no, that's cheese pizza.
That's what they said.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hawk just shared an interesting statistic with us. He said it takes 3,000 cows to make a year's supply of these, and it was footballs.
Yeah.
And Tori brought up the interesting question, wait a second, I always thought footballs were called pigskins, and they're made out of pig skins. And it turns out the reason for that is that they're both right. Apparently, the footballs today are made of, the quality ones, are made out of leather.
Mm-hmm.
And back when they first started making them, they used pig bladders.
Oh.
Now, this is an interesting story.
Okay.
Among the earliest forms of football, as we know it now, was more like soccer. And we still call them soccer and just as football, but it did start from the same sport.
I would think it would be more like hot potato since you're throwing a pig bladder at me.
Actually, it wasn't like that at all. The earliest games of football featured mobs from opposing villages attempting to kick an inflated pig bladder into the balcony of their opponent's church.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it was kind of like soccer now. But really weird.
Fine.
It's like, I don't want to catch that. It's like you step back.
Now, those early round balls were made of inflated pig bladders, which is why footballs got the nickname pig skins.
Now, it would be cool if they were like water balloons, like pig skin water balloons.
Well, they weren't.
Filled up with water, yeah.
So why did they use pig bladders? Well, before rubber was invented, animal bladders were relatively easy to get. They were basically round, lightweight, and easily inflated and fairly durable.
I want one.
I think it would be interesting. The oldest football ever found was made in the mid-1500s. It was a pig bladder covered with pieces of leather from a deer, and it was found in a castle, in Scotland, Stirling Castle in Scotland. They say the name deer ball didn't catch on, so that's, I guess, you know, pig skin, deer skin.
Uh-huh.
But they say it wasn't the most pleasant task to blow up a pig bladder to use as a football, because you're like... on a pig's bladder. Oh, that's gross.
Whoever
had to do that, that was a rough job, in my opinion. So when rubber was invented in the mid-1800s, pig bladders took a backseat to the inflated rubber ball.
Is it the same as like if you blow up a balloon, but you let go a little too early and you get all that back in your face?
You yum. A little pig pee-pee, I guess, would be back in your face. Eventually, they added the leather coverings to strengthen the balls and make them easier to handle. Now, the shape of the football. Why do we not have a round football anymore and we have a more elliptical football with pointed ends?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they said that even though these footballs were working pretty well round, they said the new shape allowed the ball to be thrown farther in a forward pass.
Sure, yeah.
And modern footballs are about 12 inches long, or 1 foot, thus the name football.
Football. Oh.
Well, look at there.
And I guess it would be kind of hard to throw a spiral with pig bladder.
Well, maybe you had that one end, the little tied off rubber end, like the bottom of the balloon spinning around in a circle.
That's the laces.
Well, actually, it's funny you mention the laces because the modern footballs use a leather football surrounded by a rubber inside, and those laces hold the leather onto the rubber part of the football. But even though footballs are occasionally kicked during the game, the name most likely arises from the fact that the ball is either a foot long or that it was played on foot rather than horseback like polo in Europe where it all started. And they say the laces hold the leather panels on and provide a good grip for throwing the ball. Plus, they stamp the leather with those little bumps and grooves so that it's easier to hold on to.
Yeah.
But that is why pigskins are what they used to call footballs, because they started out as pig bladders, and pig bladders just didn't sound as cool as pigskins.
Right. So now we know what footballs slash pigskins are made of. Can you figure out what pork skins are made of?
I'm pretty sure they're made of pork skins.
Are they?
Okay. Pork rinds?
So good.
They basically take the skin and put it in hot grease and boil it, or fry it, I guess.
You can't throw that, though.
Are you okay?
No.
You can't a bag if you buy a bag.
Okay. I just thought they were made of something else because they can't be good for you.
They're not.
They are delicious, though. If you get them at Tipsy Taco and get the queso cheese to dip it in.
Also, I had a friend who was on, I think, keto, and that was part of what they used.
keto.
That's part of what they used for, like, crust and stuff. If you're going to do fried chicken, you do that instead. So, like, that's basically healthy.
Pork skins.
That sounds good, actually.
I should eat some.
There you go.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Okay, we're going to play a game of what would you do. I think I know what Tori and Tom would do. I'm going to question what you would do, Kato.
Everybody questions what I do.
So, let's say your cat falls six stories from a roof, okay?
I love you.
What would you do if you were a doctor? Would you take care of it? Would you go take it and go to the hospital and try to save your cat's life?
Okay, that's a weird question, and maybe you picked the wrong animal because a lot of cats would walk away from that.
Yeah. Oh, because they all land on their feet?
I've seen them drop from two or three stories and not bat an eye.
True story. An Italian doctor who saved his cat's life is now under investigation. Dr. Finelli's cat, Athena, fell six stories from a roof, and the doctor quickly took her to the hospital where he worked and performed a CAT scan.
Yeah. That's funny.
He did save the cat's life, but prosecutors now say he could be charged with depriving patients of services.
I mean, what did he keep from doing? Was someone waiting for the CAT scan machine?
No, that's actually a part of this, too. He used the equipment at 11 p.m. at night.
Oh, so there were no patients.
No
so
patients after that time. But he's still in trouble. He said, if my cat had died, I'd never been able to forgive myself, especially because my children adore Athena, the cat.
That's stupid, man. Yeah. That's when bureaucracy gets ahead of common sense. It's part of what's gone wrong with our country is that all the rules matter more than what the rules intended to actually deal with. Mm-hmm. So this rule was made to keep someone from maybe bringing their cat in when there's somebody waiting there with a kidney stone that needs the CAT scan machine. It's not made for someone brings it in at 11 p.m. at night and does it. I mean, that's the perk of being the doctor. He gets to do that.
Yeah, but he's bringing his cat, his pet, into a hospital.
So what? Did it hurt anything?
Well, I mean, honestly, he should be in trouble because the cat had eight more lives anyway, really.
Oh, my. Somebody needs a CAT scan themselves.
They ain't going to find nothing in there.
Y'all are picking on me today. That was a good dad joke right there.
I thought it was a perfect dad joke.
Perfect. I get it.
Sorry, we're going to do a CAT scan on you, too.
So we know that Tom would go in as a doctor and take care of his pet.
I would definitely try to save my dog's life, probably a cat, too, if I cared about it.
Tori would do the same thing because she loves pets so much.
100%. I would have knocked a patient out of the way to save my animal.
There you go. Sorry, we got something important here.
VIP.
Stand in line.
Of course. Okay. I'm not going to let the cat
I'm going to be honest with you. I think they should make fast passes for CAT scans and MRIs. You're like, hey, hold on a second. We got someone here who paid for the fast pass. He's going in front of you.
It's like a theme park, huh?
That's right. Because I'd be like, when I had my kidney stones, I'd have been paying extra to go get in that. Just get this over with.
There you go.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.